ABC Radio Australia.
As we know, COVID-19 means Pacific workers in Australia can't go home easily. Where normally they might travel home between work contracts, the shutdown of international borders has meant staying on in Australia, at times concerned where their next meal might come from. Vanuatu's Labor Commissioner Muriel Meltonovan says it's an issue they're trying to work out with the Australian government and service providers.
We've been advised by our High Commissioner in Canberra that there are lots of workers who doesn't have job at the moment, and they are listed as one of the priority list with our mission in Canberra. And if there is any repatriation flights for the coming month, they will be included in our repatriation flights. And we are also working closely with DFAT to make sure that those with no job at the moment will be redeployed to farms with jobs. So we are trying our best to make sure that our people are looked after. But we all know as Australia is very much hit by the coronavirus at this point of time. So what we just ask is the patience for our workers to bear with Vanuatu government and the Australian government on how we can better handle all those social issues.
That was Muriel Meltonovan there, Vanuatu's Labor Commissioner. Now, when it comes to stepping up for our Pacific neighbours, the Huon community in Tasmania has done just that. They've been rallying around Vanuatu seasonal workers who have not been able to go home after their most recent work contract finished at the end of July. Last week, local Scott posted in a community Facebook group concerned after he'd seen Pacific workers only able to afford chicken bones at the local butcher. Scott also noted that in the cold of a Tassie winter, he'd also seen these workers walking around without warm clothing on. So he put out the call for help on Facebook and nearly 300 people replied. Until then, they're not being paid and they're staying at a backpacker hostel, which is providing accommodation for free. Wilson Napuk is the leader of the group and spoke to me earlier.
Hello, my name is Wilson Napuk. I'm from Vanuatu. So I came here two times last year. And this year, I came here in November. Yeah, the problem because we caught a corona. That's what we can't go back home. We came here, all of us, 33. And the other 10, we already dropped them in a long system. So they're waiting for the flight to go back to Vanuatu. And then when they go back to Vanuatu, and then we just go in a launch system, walk over there for 3 months, and then we just come back here again for another 9 months. Now we just stay here. We didn't walk. So company looking after us here in a hostel.
Now, over the weekend, the Huon community in Tasmania have been very generous with foods and clothing and gift cards.
Very well. They help us very well. For food, they give us plenty of food. We didn't buy food.
And were you surprised, were you shocked that people would be so giving?
Yes. Yeah, we just said thank you. We just said thank you for that people from Tasmania, they help us plenty for food. They give us plenty of food for us. And now we didn't buy the food. Lynn's company and David in a hostel, so they help us plenty. And they give us the truck. We drive the truck in, we go fishing. And they take us up in a hill in a snow. And now this Wednesday, maybe we go and see the soon.
And how is everyone else feeling, the other Vanuatu workers?
The Vanuatu workers, they very, very, yeah. We didn't work, but we live good. Yeah, we live good and we no trouble for anything. So company, they give us some money, like a hostel. Then they give us everything. So we live free, but we can't. We didn't make any problem. They're looking after us good. I just want to say thank you for the government for Australia and the people where we're staying, like a hostel. They're looking after us good. And Lynch employer, they're looking after us. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for...
That was Wilson Napok there. Now, David Sinclair is the director of the Little Devil Backpackers, where the workers are staying for free, and told me he's been overwhelmed by calls and messages offering assistance.
Yeah, actually, it's been really good. There's been a big outpouring of concern on social media, which is, you know, it's touching. People from various churches have been coming around dropping off food and warm clothing. There was a big Facebook campaign, although the concern was not 100% justified because the people here have been looked after very well by St. Vincent's. Their employer, Lynx Employment, has been proactive in contacting St. Vincent's to get them free food. They got pretty much a pallet load of food delivered last week. They were given a $50 voucher for food for Woolworths, and we're sort of organising social outings for them to keep them occupied. So really, they only finished their contract on about the 27th of July, so a couple of weeks ago, and their new contract of work starts beginning 1st of September. So they're really only out of work for about 4 weeks. You know, obviously some of them are homesick and wanted to go home, and there's about 10 of them up in Launceston waiting for their repatriation flight, which is dependent on the Vanuatu government, which we think will occur early next week. And then, yeah, these guys will have room up in the hostel. The other hostel is full at the moment, so these guys are waiting for their compatriots to actually go home.
Yeah, that makes sense. And obviously, you know, you're not going to send them up to the north without a roof over their heads.
No,
so just
exactly.
Working out the logistics.
It makes it complicated, this COVID thing, because they're all due to go home on the 27th of July, but then, you know, everything happened. Their employer did a really good job trying to pull an extra employment out of the hat, really, for these guys, because otherwise they were going to be stuck here till their next contract in November. So Lynx, I give a shout out to Lynx, because they really, pulled out all stops to find extra employment for these guys who elected to stay. And that starts 1st of September. So that's really good.
Now, there was such an outpouring on social media. My parents are even in Tasmania, and even they were like, who do we get in contact with after seeing the post? Were you surprised by the reaction of just so many people who were going out of their way?
I mean, it's great to see people are concerned and community concern, and, you know, and these people are guests in our community. So, no, it's a lovely thing. It's just the people aren't really suffering at the moment. They're being quite well looked after, and they're only actually out of work for a 4 week period. So it's great. The council rang us up to see. I mean, obviously based on people contacting them, people have contacted even other employers of Pacific Labour have contacted us to see how they were and everything. So no, the concern is. It is a little bit surprising, but it's a wonderful thing that people are so caring.
You know, you were saying the workers are staying at your hostel rent-free. As a business, is that something that you decided to do?
Well, you know, we can't put these people in distress. You know, that's part of the program. It's part of our duty of care. So, yes, it is something I decided to do in collaboration with their employer.
Down in the Huon, where you would have a lot of, you know, fruit picking available and a lot of international workers come through, how have you seen the change happen during the global pandemic of international workers in the community?
Yeah, well, there's none at the moment. There's none except for these Pacific Islanders who are still here who couldn't go home. So we're very concerned about the upcoming fruit picking season starts. Yeah, strawberries start 1st of November, then you get apple thinning, then you get cherry picking, then you get apple picking. You know, normally it's backpacker labour. We're very concerned about how many will in fact be able to come. You know, will our state borders be open? Will they have to isolate? Who's going to pay for that? That's a huge unknown. You know, farmers are really quite concerned. We're quite concerned. Everyone who's in business in that sort of industry is very concerned at the moment.
And I know that these workers come on different government schemes, like, you know, the backpacker scheme is very different to the Pacific Labour scheme.
Yes,
but as someone who works in that community, lives in that community and sees the impact and, you know, the important work that these international workers do once they come into the community, is there something that you would like to see the government do to be more proactive in terms of, you know, both support but also moving forward and looking forward to what will happen when it's time for that fruit to be picked?
Well, yeah, we know, you know, all governments of, you know, all persuasions are doing the best. We understand that. It's a very difficult time. I'm sure they're in liaison now with various, you know, farmers, groups, industry bodies discussing this very issue, but we would like them to let us know as early as they can, especially in relation to maybe travel bubbles like New Zealand or Western Australia, Northern Territory, South Australia, for those backpackers or people who want to pick fruit from COVID-free states. if there could be some sort of decision around that, that'd give a little bit of certainty. But at the moment, borders are shut in Tasmania until the end of the month, I understand. And we're just waiting for further announcements. So it's, everyone's, if the fruit isn't picked, that'll be a big problem.
I know that there is a pilot program in the Northern Territory involving Vanuatu season workers. Is that something you'd also like to see in Tasmania?
That'd be fantastic, because Vanuatu, as you know, or as people may know, is totally COVID-free. So if we could get some Pacific Islanders into Tasmania to make up at least some of the shortfall of the backpackers that we expect to see in the coming season, yeah, that'd be a great thing.
And finally, David, do you have a message for the Tasmanian community who really kind of, I guess, overwhelmed your hostel in some ways?
Yeah, the message would be, you know, thank you, everyone, for your concern. You know, it's been wonderful. These guys are very appreciative. We're very appreciative. And they'll be coming back again and looking forward to interacting with the community again in November. And I'm sure some of them are looking forward to coming back. And thanks again for the outpouring of support.
That was David Sinclair there, the director of the Little Devil Backpackers in the Huon Valley community of Tasmania. David also says the seasonal worker program is vital in the community, not only for the Pacific workers who send money back home, but also for local farmers. He says he knows one local farmer who would not survive without the men and women from Vanuatu and other Pacific countries who come to his farm each harvest season. And we'll keep you posted with how the sightseeing trips go for the Vanuatu workers. As you heard, they're heading to the zoo tomorrow, and let's hope they get to meet a Tassie devil.